Welcome back to our Saturday Topic program. We continue to cover those local contested races here in Guadalupe County. Of course, all of the local contested races are in the Republican ballot. This time around, we're featuring the incumbent in the race for the Precinct 4 seat of the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. Stephen Gurman joins us now. Stephen, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Topic.
Good morning. It's very good to be here.
So, Commissioner, let me just start out by asking you what I traditionally ask every candidate who comes in. Why are you running again? Why are you seeking again your seat on the Commissioner's Court?
I'm running again because when I took the oath of office January 1st, 2023, I promised to the best of my ability, so help me God, to serve the people of my precinct as well as Guadalupe County. I've been very diligent at doing that. And I just want to continue that work. I want to serve the people of Precinct 4 and the county. I have several large projects that I'm working on right now, such as a $3 million remodel of a building in Marion to put JP4, Constable 4, and a tax office in Marion. When I get that done, then the building that they were in on Farm to Market Road 725, I will convert to a fire station, which will enhance the safety of the people in my precinct. That's just some of the things I'm working on.
I know you've got some plans for the future, as you just mentioned, but let's talk about some of the things that you have done over this first term. What are you particularly proud of? What, as you look back over your time on the court, what are you proud of?
I'm proud of, many people talk about this. I worked very hard for 2 years to get a traffic light at 1044 and 78. Truly believed it saved lives. I truly believe we were having an accident there every 2 weeks, and obviously we have kept people a lot safer. I have worked on, now the lead commissioner on a grant to restudy flood mitigation in Guadalupe County. That will change the floodplain maps, and that will keep people a lot safer. I have worked on road projects. I have worked on economic development with the cities, and those are just some of the things that I've done. I have been extremely busy, but the main thing that I've tried to do is bring to the people of Precinct 4 as well as the county a sense of they can pick up the phone and they can call me and I will respond to them. And that is one of the things that doesn't seem like a big deal to some people, but to the person calling me on the phone, that's very important to them. And I've tried to be very good at that.
Stephen Gurman's our guest on the Saturday Topic. He's seeking re-election to the Precinct 4 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. Let's talk a little bit about, I think, what is the elephant in the room anytime you talk about Guadalupe County, and that's growth. When you ran the last time we talked about growth, I think it's even more accelerated now. And Precinct 4 is seeing a significant amount of that growth. What's the challenge? The biggest challenge that you see as far as growth goes?
The biggest challenge that I see as far as growth is, I've been putting this out to people. Many times people are not aware of actually what the growth is that is coming. I know of 14,100 houses coming to the Marion area. I have documentation on paper. That's not something that I'm just saying. I have the documentation that they're coming. The challenge with that is basically a city. But cities have departments with many people working. The commissioner of Precinct 4 right now represents about 50,000 people. It's a little short of that. So another 14,100 houses, I'm going to have a lot of work to do with very little staff. And the state ties our hands at what we can and can't do. The infrastructure is going to be paramount studying this. How are we going to make it happen? Are we going to run out of water? Yeah, I believe we will. I think that the spigot will never run dry, but it's going to get really expensive in about 10 or 12 years to support all these houses. And so the other thing we're going to have to do is try to move from building more houses to more economic development and try to support this. Otherwise, the taxpayers are going to pay an enormous bill for the infrastructure, the fire and sheriff's office and so forth that we're going to have to support this. And that is a huge challenge that is going to have to be worked on.
County governments largely have their hands tied when it comes to creating a lot of rules when it comes to residential development. And that's part of the challenge in managing some of this growth. So are there any solutions to do this in a better way?
We are in the process right now of rewriting our subdivision and development rule book. It will be done sometime around the beginning of the summer. That will help us some. The flood mitigation grant that I discussed just a minute or so ago, if we can see where flooding is going to occur, because right now the flood maps are antiques. They're from like the 80s, and especially with all this growth, they're not worth a lot. And so if we can know where the flooding is going to be, we can manage where the houses are going to be. We also are going to have to do more work, and our county engineer is working very diligently on this with the traffic impact analysis studies out of these subdivisions, and understand where houses are going to where roads are going to have to be because the houses are causing that. I have been saying in running for re-election, just one example, I probably will be the first commissioner in Guadalupe County, if I get reelected, that will have a county traffic light. I believe at Lower Seguin and South Santa Clara Road, there will be a traffic light there eventually because the number of cars going through there will dictate it. I also have to keep working on, I've been working with TxDOT like I did at 1044 and 78, but there are other intersections that I'm working with TxDOT on. We're going to have to get traffic lights and safety devices, and it's just going to be a huge job.
Is part of the challenge as the commissioner also to make sure that the public understands the rules? You talked about the changes to the subdivision rule book, and once those rules are set, or whether they're the existing rules, the developer comes in, if they meet whatever that requirement happens to be, there's not much left for you to do after that point, right? I mean, once if they do what your rule book says, there's not much else you can do in the way of any mitigation towards that growth.
That is correct. And of course, one of my jobs, though, is, and I have held town halls, one of my jobs is to tell my people what is happening. To a landowner, there's 1,200 houses coming in across the road from you. How would they know it? They wouldn't know it unless I tell them. I never miss my pre-development meetings. They're every Wednesday. I have not missed one. And they are where I learn what is going on in my precinct. So one of my jobs is that I need to tell people what's going on in the precinct so they can plan for it, understand it. If they want to complain to the state or whoever, then they have an educated way to do it.
Stephen German's our guest on the Saturday topic. He is seeking re-election to his seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court representing Precinct 4. There's been a lot of discussion about the Master Thoroughfare Plan. The court has been kicking this back and forth. It has gotten heated at times because the public has gotten involved in this and gotten a look at what's believed to be a draft of what will eventually come to the court at some point. But there's been a lot of discussion and people are upset. When you have growth like we have, you have to have this plan in place to make sure you can do some of the things you just talked about. But that's a delicate thing when people look at these maps and they see their property and there's a road going through it. So how do you manage that? How do you make sure that they understand and that they are able to have input into this so that they feel heard and not just dictated to?
When we the contract was let for the master thoroughfare plan with the engineering firm 3.5 years ago, it was let before I even got on the court. And some things happened. Some progress wasn't made that should have been made. And long story short, I, in Precinct 4, as the other commissioners did, I took over the rewrite of the master thoroughfare plan. I have been finished for about a year and a half with my Precinct 4. I have not cut people's properties apart. I have used existing roadways. I might cut a corner here or there that it's a real sharp corner and we need to maybe make that road a little bit straighter. But the thing that I have put out to people is, if a subdivision is coming in across from a private landowner, I need to be able to go to that developer and say, I need some of your land because you're causing this road to be wider. I don't want to take that private property landowner's land. I want that developer to have to give it up. And that is why the thoroughfare plan is so important. There are some instances I have actually worked in other precincts with people to try to smooth out some of the rough spots and, like you said, cutting people's land in half. I've tried to help the rest of the county as much as I can because my precinct is maybe a little bit different in that I need this thing because I need this plan because I have so much development coming in. The other reason I need it is because I have the small cities of Santa Clara, New Berlin, and Marion in my precinct. I cannot get them grant money to fix their roads unless I know that this road, whatever road it is going to become a thoroughfare. Then I can go out and I can get some grant money. But until I have that thoroughfare plan, I can't do that. The bottom line is, and I have told people this, I don't care if you're not in my precinct, call me up. I have a very good relationship with our county engineer. We'll see what we can do because there have been a number of roads which looked like they would be a problem and we fixed the problem.
One of the things that I have looked at as you guys have had these discussions over and over again, and frankly, it feels like the can's getting kicked further down the road. I keep thinking that the people that are raising concerns about, well, this road is on the map or this road isn't on the map or why is it here? Absent the plan, there's very little in the way of protections for them at all. As long as the developer comes in, they can do whatever they want. Am I out of bounds there?
If the developer comes in and you don't have a thoroughfare plan, then I'm not going to be specific, but there's one road that I know of. There are several private landowners on one side of the road, and there are 1,500 houses coming in across the road from them. That traffic impact analysis, which is called a TIA, will dictate that road needs to be wider. My goal is that those private landowners should not have to give up their land because the developer is causing more traffic on the road.
Stephen Gurman's our guest on the Saturday Topic. He is seeking re-election to a seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court representing the residents of Precinct 4. We talked a lot about growth, and with growth comes the need for an expansion of service. The county has taken on with the scope of a fire and rescue program. which years ago, back when I was covering the commissioner's court, there at best they talked about, you know, these emergency service districts, and there was never any talk about getting into the actual fire and rescue business. But I think that the reality is now you're going to have to provide some of these services like that. How do you manage the need for those kinds of services, whether it's fire rescue or any of the other types of services that people expect as they move into a fast-growing area?
You're going to have to look at how many people are moving in and what you're going to need in fire and ambulance and sheriff's office. And yes, we are building a fire department. The volunteers, God bless them. They do a wonderful job. One of the volunteer fire departments in my precinct is Marion. They ran over 630 calls last year. There's like 16 people in that fire department. I mean, they are doing a absolutely superb job, but with the population moving in, they're not going to be able to handle it. And so, as I said before, the next step I'm going to do is convert the 725 building to a fire station. There's also, if I get reelected, then we will move on to, and I've already had these discussions with them, I want to try to build a hybrid in Marion at the location where we're putting these offices. We have 3.5 acres where we will partner with the Marion Volunteer Fire Department. The problem with volunteerism now is it used to be when the farmer was the volunteer, if he saw smoke, he got off his tractor and went and fought the fire. But these people work 8 to 5, and the boss doesn't like when you leave to go fight fires. So if we can help these people for now and give them some paid support, like during the day, and then let them take back over again in the evening and on the weekends, I think we can, you know, do a good job. The thing about the volunteers that I like is they're the epitome of entrepreneurship. You give them a dollar, they're going to figure out how to make that dollar work for you, and they care. And that's the thing. We need to continue to support them.
So I want to ask about this hybrid. So the idea is you'd have paid staff during the day and maybe let them take over just at night? Is that the idea?
Yeah, or maybe paid staff during the week and let them work the weekend. You know, we haven't had a lot of discussions on this, but they're very favorable to the idea.
There's so much growth that is coming that way as you expand services, but it is goes beyond Precinct 4. So countywide, as you put your lens on to look at the entire county, because even though you're the Precinct 4 voice, you're representing the entire county. One of the big challenges is Sheriff Ray's got this big operation that's probably not as large as it needs to be. He's got a facility that they're probably going to outgrow in the Guadalupe County Jail, the Adult Detention Center. Are we at a point where we're going to have to look at asking taxpayers to make an investment into upgrading, replacing some of these facilities, whether it's the sheriff's office and the jail, or maybe it's some of these additional expansions of fire and rescue, or even some of the other buildings that you talked about? That do we need to look at? I don't know if we do a bond, but there are other ways to go out and incur some debt, but the taxpayers are going to have to take that on.
We are working on that right now. I'll just say this about the jail. I got a figure yesterday. The jail holds 500 people. Yesterday we were at 493. And it bounces around. Sometimes it'll go as low as 450, but sometimes it'll be around that 500. The writing's on the wall. We're going to have to do something, because if we take them out of county, it costs us $120 a day. Plus, every time they come back to court, we've got to go pick them up and bring them back here for court and take them back to wherever they are. If they get sick in the county they're in, we have to send a sheriff deputy to go take them to the hospital or whatever. That's an enormous cost. We are going to have to look at that. We are going to... right now, we are looking at hiring a firm to draw up the concept on like the jail of what we may do. Do we build a new jail? Do we add on to the current jail? Do we, there's been some talk of possibly building a justice center addition across the street with a jail in it where you don't even have to haul them to court. You walk the person down the hall into court. So we're looking at hiring a firm to get that done. Yes, the sheriff's department, it's going to have to be bigger. I mean, the number of the population dictates that. Facilities, right now, we probably are pretty good. We remodeled in the election center where elections are held. The development center is a brand new building. It was built with the design of, 15 or 20 years. So in that regard, we're probably pretty good. I think there's going to be some concern about, is the tax office big enough? The lines I know recently have been pretty long. And of course, in Marion, I'm going to put a tax clerk in there. So that will be another office. My Marion project, it has a design of 15 to 20 years. We're expanding that building. So we're looking at that. The problem, we may have to pass a bond or try to pass a bond. Guadalupe County is very low in its money right now that is owed by its citizens. Our per capita debt right now is only $27 per person. The next county, I can't remember which one it is, it's $300 to $400 per person, and then it goes up to, I think, another county that's close to here is like $4,000 a person. So Guadalupe County has been very frugal, but the growth is going to cause us to have to spend some money on the support for it.
Is that going to have to happen sooner rather than later? It's never going to get cheaper than it is right now to make some of these improvements. So is there a sense of urgency to get, in your mind, to get start working on some of this stuff to get it done sooner rather than later?
I think that our strategic plan is from 2018. I think we're going to have to revise our strategic plan and understand where we're going. But to answer your question, I'm going to say that a lot of this stuff that we're discussing, we need to know for sure where we're going or have done things in the next 4 to 5 years. We can't wait.
Guadalupe County was once a more rural county than it was an urban county. There's still plenty of rural areas, but you just see that land keep going away as family farms eventually become maybe not family farms. They're sold, and it's hard to criticize any families that make that decision because in some cases they're getting generational wealth for some of the land that they're selling. But it creates a scenario where you've got to manage the tension of the changing of the landscape. What does that mean for you in doing your job?
Well, my family's been here since the 1880s. So, and I'm 62 years old. So I have watched the county evolve into what it is for a lifetime. I don't think the county, obviously, it'll never go back to what it was before. I think people, they have a right to sell their land. And one of the things, though, that I think we need to do is try to protect private landowners as much as we can, to where if people want to remain the way they have always been, they're not hindered in doing that. And that's a tough thing when the neighbor sells a piece of property to a developer and they want to put 6 houses per acre. But we've got to keep in mind of our history and where we've come from and just work at that.
there are some historic pieces of properties, old farmlands in your precinct that have been well documented. And I do wonder if there is something more that we can do other than just encouraging families to do that. I don't know. Is there a place for the county government to get involved in that?
Well, there are things. I've looked into this a little bit. There are conservation districts that are being talked about, not in our county right now, but maybe in the future, where you get grants and you actually buy up land and people actually farm it. They just can't sell it. They're paid for that land, and they get to stay on it basically into perpetuity. And I think that some of those things may need to be looked into. There's a foundation in my precinct of a family that owns over 4,000 acres. And they have a foundation with TLU, and it will stay basically the way it is for the next 90 years or so. I think some of those things need to be looked into, because I'm concerned with some of this development that's going on, and it's not only me. Some of my constituents are talking about that. You know, everybody will fertilize their front yard, or their car drips a little bit of oil, or so forth, and are we creating some environmental catastrophes with some of the development that's going on? And so, and also package plants coming in for sewers, and I've heard some talk of restarting pump and haul again, which means when they don't have a sewage at a development, they get a big truck and they haul raw sewage to the sewer, which I have a real problem with, because if they have a wreck, now we have a huge hazardous waste situation. So I think that we're going to have to look at some things that are maybe not in the, up to now we'd build houses, build the road for them, and the school would get built for them and so forth. But I think we're going to have to visit some ideas that are not necessarily ideas that have always been visited. I am on the planning board of a group called County to County. We get together once a quarter. They are put on by Hill Country Alliance. It's a group of commissioners, judges, engineers from about 8 counties around here. And these are some of the things we're talking about, that what we're doing is not sustainable, and we're going to have to look at how we can do other things that are sustainable, that won't ruin our environment.
We're going to run out of time, and I just got a couple more questions I want to get to. One, economic development. You guys have had great partnerships with the cities, many of the cities here in Guadalupe County. Is there a greater role for the county to play when it comes to economic development?
One of the things that I believe is we have a substantial fund balance right now, and so we are in position to where when a business comes in, we can give them an economic incentive. The other thing that we pride ourselves on, and a lot of businesses appreciate this, if you come in with an idea and it's a good idea, we can get that economic incentive package from the county. I'm not talking about from the cities, but from the county. We can turn that around in about 60 to 90 days, which is very important to a company that wants to move in and wants to know if they can get an economic incentive package. The other thing I said before, I never miss pre-development meetings. I am a believer in small business. We try to make it as good as we can when a small business comes in. It may be a lady that wants to do hair. You know, we in those meetings, we try to make it work for them and try to get it done for them so we can have more economic development.
So you're not just talking the big, giant, billion-dollar companies that are coming in who will want to invest and want some sort of tax break,
no,
or
sir,
some other incentive.
We're talking about, I can think of one person outside of Cibolo that wanted to put in three or four small warehouses for like maybe a plumbing supply or an electrical supply where they needed a warehouse. I mean, we try to help as much as we can to get things like that done.
Commissioner, I want to give you the last opportunity to speak directly to the voters. They got a decision to make up March 3rd. Why should they reelect Stephen Gurman?
They should reelect Stephen Gurman because I promise to work for them. I work for them. They pay me. So when I promised to do that 3 years ago, I have done that. I work every day. I have been saying this. I have not taken a day off, not one single day off, in the 3 years I've been in office. The employees appreciate that. The people in the county appreciate that. I answer my phone calls. I answer my emails. And I want to continue to try to support all of the people all the way in my precinct, all the way from Cibolo down to Jake's Colony and Almas. I'll put that hat on like I have for 3 years, and I will continue to work for those people.
Commissioner Stephen Gurman, our guest on the Saturday Topic program, he's seeking re-election to a seat on the Commissioner's Court representing the people of Precinct 4. Election day is Tuesday, March 3rd. Don't forget, early voting begins on Tuesday, February 17th. Commissioner, appreciate your time. Thanks a lot, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We're going to take another break. We'll come back with more right after this.